All right, if you have your Bible, your holy book, take and turn to Daniel chapter number 12. Daniel chapter number 12, verse number 1. It says, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince withstandeth for the children of thy people. Now shall be a time of trouble, such as never was. There was a nation even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness shall as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said unto the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto the heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it should be for a time and times and half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall be wicked, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. And from that time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolation set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed he that waiteth and cometh to the 2,305 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thine lot at the end of thy days. I want to preach a few minutes tonight. I've got to be our help on waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. As we see this and we see this prophecy, now it's to the Jewish people and it's toward the end times. He said it's just things playing out toward the end. In Daniel verse number 1, he's establishing some things. He's showing some things and he's showing the time of the end. Now, it's always been a question when the end would come. You know, life as we know it. When they have, you know, the final vitals, the final stand, our Alamo, if you will, to this thing will be over and we can get out of here and go home. Now, some people already have. We've had lots of folks and we love in their homes and families that's already graduated out of here and went home to be with the Lord. Amen. And what a glorious time that is when you get to lay aside this old body of clay, amen, that hinders us so much and holds us back, and get to a place where we can just worship the Lord in His presence. And I'm looking forward to that day. But we see the Bible here, and Daniel's talking about the Jewish people and the end of time. Amen. But it also covers a time, not only for the Jewish people, but it covers it gives encouragement to all of God's people in every age. Amen. The Word of God isn't for just one time and one people, even though it may have been at that time, but it is what wrote in such a spectrum that it's for all ages and all times and all peoples. Ain't you glad that's the way it is? Praise God. And it ministers to our heart. It helps us to know, number one, it helps us know that God's still in control. Amen. Ain't you glad He's still in control? I told you before, I'm glad I'm not God. He has a lot of responsibility. The preacher, what's his responsibility? For just taking care of me. Amen? For watching over me and taking care of me. I was working with somebody yesterday. We was trying to get into a tight situation. And they said to me, said, you know, I don't really like working with the preacher because you can't really say what you want to when you want to. Amen. I said, well, you can. I said, hey, it's not me that judges you. I said, it's God Almighty. Here's even the thoughts and intents of our heart. Amen. But sometimes you get into a situation that you get frustrated and aggravated. But we have to even realize in those situations that God is in control. Amen. He's still God. He is God, and the Bible teaches that He always will be who? God. Amen? So no matter how intense the situations around us, He's always God. He's always there with us. And He's always there to accomplish His purpose. You know, even in those intense moments, and those trials and the aggravating situations, God has a purpose. And you know, toward the end of the day yesterday, I said, okay, Lord, You've taught us a good lesson on patience. Now we just need some help. And they said, well, I don't know if He can help us. I said, well, listen, the Bible says all things was made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. So I said, He made this thing, and He can help us to fix it. Amen? You say, well, preacher, I don't know about it. Hey, listen, there's been many a times I'd start to head in work, called in 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'd pray on the way there, and I'd say, oh, God, Lord, You made this thing. Just whenever I get there, You just point it out to me so I can fix it, go home, go back to bed. You say, well, that's kind of selfish praying. No, hey, I needed some help. And there's been many times, Brother Charles, I've got there, opened up a cabinet door or something, and that boom, right there it was, right in front of me. I'd replace this little knick-knack, amen, plug it back in, turn it back on, and go back to the house. Who did that? God did that. And I'd give Him the glory, amen. It wasn't nothing I could do, but God made it visible, praise God, because everything works to accomplish His purpose. And God's got a purpose for every one of us. For you and I, praise God, in His guidance and in His will. He has a purpose for us, praise God. And it's there, praise God. And in spite of all the forces of evil that's around us, we got to remember, God still has a purpose. He's got a purpose for every one of our lives, in spite of the evil around us. And I want to say that we're living in a wicked, evil time. There's some wicked, evil people in the world today. And what do they need, Brother Bobby? They need Jesus. Amen. They need the Holy Ghost God. They need somebody to save them. I know what Miss Kelly said. Said they need a good whooping. Amen. A beat down. Amen. Get their attention. But the only one, that won't do no good. If it did, amen, we just take a stick to them all. But God, it did take somebody getting the dose, the Holy Ghost of God, realize the Lord Jesus Christ can help them. Bring them out of their wickedness and their evil ways, praise God, and put them on the right path. Amen. I know several people that I'm dealing with now that just, they live in wicked lives. But God is wanting to touch their heart, and I see, as I keep trying to encourage them and point, I see them, God moving in their lives. And I look to them, I expect Him to influence them in His direction. Amen. Praise God. I'm praying, Brother Bobby, believing that He'll touch them even to the saving of their souls. Amen. That's the end result. That's what they was looking for. That's what Daniel was looking for. He was looking for the end result. Amen. While he was waiting on the Lord. Daniel was waiting patiently on the Lord. Amen. And while he's waiting, God assures His servants of some things. Amen. He assures His servants of things. Look what He says here in verse number 1. He assures His servants, praise God, the living believers will be delivered. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble. Amen. If you live in this world, there'll come a time you'll have a time of trouble in your life. As Miss G said so many times, if it ain't on you now, just wait because it's coming. Amen. Just wait, expect it, because you'll have trouble in your life before you get out of here. If you've never had trouble in your life in this old flesh that you live in, boy, we ought to be able to have service. Because you ought to be just shouting your shoe soles off. Amen? Because you haven't had no trouble in this world, because all the rest of us have. But God be to glory. The Bible says He delivers from all our troubles. That's the God we serve today. No matter what we're enduring, praise God, He is still the deliverer. Even in this time of trouble, He said, there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered. Notice He said, thy people shall be delivered. God's going to take care of His. He said, not see the righteous forsaken, receive begging bread. He promised that He would take care of you and me. That's why it's important that we have our name written in that Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. So He can go down through the list and say, that's mine, that's mine, that's mine, and I'm going to take care of them. You said, does he have to know? No, he knows it already. See, he knew from the foundation of the world, praise God, that he offered up an opportunity that whosoever would could be saved. Amen? And he knew who would... What the amazing thing about my God, Brother Jeff, is he knew who would receive him and who wouldn't, but yet he gives us everyone that opportunity. Amen? Now, he doesn't condemn some to hell and some to heaven. Amen? Some people would make you think so. Amen? But he predestined every one of us unto salvation. Amen? Because if he didn't, over in John chapter 3, praise God, where he said, whosoever will would be a lie. But he said that whosoever would believe on him shall be saved. Amen? So he gave an opportunity for every human being in the universe to be saved. A lot of people say, well, preacher, what kind of God would give an opportunity like that to all these, and you got all these jungle people that's never heard the gospel. Contraire. The history teaches that the gospel has went out to the whole world. Now, a lot of people have chose to forget God, and that's what Paul talks about in Romans chapter 1. They chose to forget God. They chose to neglect God. They chose to reject God. But praise God, God has spoke to their hearts at some time or another. I can guarantee every person in this room, I'd say every person in our church when we're all here, God has spoken your heart at some time or another. Amen? If He didn't, you've never been saved. If He hasn't, you haven't been saved, praise God. What are you waiting on? It's time to get in. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today's the day to get in, praise God. Get in and become partakers. But He said that God assures His servants that He will deliver them. Amen. They live even out of this terrible, troublesome time that's coming. I don't know what all this holds that's happening around the world today. I know but I know that all these nations and people that think they're so smart are just like chess pieces on a chess table. God's moving them around, praise God, where He wants them to be. And when the end comes, praise God, it's going to be because of what He says and not somebody else. He's going to finish this thing up, praise God. And He goes on and tells us that the believers will be delivered, but He also goes on to tell us in verse number 2 that those ones who died will be resurrected and they'll shine in glory. Amen? It said many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall wake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Amen? Praise God, He said they're going to shine. He said they some that's going to awake in newness of life on the other side, praise God, and they're going to shine with the glory of God on them. Amen. All those that are born again, all those that believe in Lord Jesus Christ, I praise God, we're going to fade away here like a flower, praise God, and we're going to bloom over on the other side to the glory of God. Amen. Well, what a day. While we're waiting on the Lord, praise God, we're just getting ready. Amen. We're just getting ready to bloom, praise God, when we get over in the glory with Him. Amen. Praise His name. We see that taking place. Look, let me just show you. Look over in Matthew chapter number 13, in verse number 43. He said, then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. He said, those that's right, those that are right with God. Amen. Those that are doing right according to what God says. There's a whole lot of people today that think they're right. That think they're righteous, that claim to be righteous, but we're living outside what's right with God. Had a conversation the other day with somebody talking about, all these people are saved. All these people, are righteous with God. I said, they may claim to be, but if they're saved, then they'll be right with God. They'll do what's right according to what He says. We can't make it up as we go. Hello? You can't make it up as you go. We got to live according to what God says. Amen. And while we're waiting on Him, we believe that He's going to deliver us. We believe that He's going to resurrect us to shine in the glory of heaven. Amen. Shine even for His glory. Praise God. Amen. And it doesn't matter about the afflictions. It doesn't matter about the trials that God allows on us here. Amen. You realize God allows us to go through these trials and tribulations and hardships? Yeah, we have them here in this world. Now, if he didn't, if everything was perfect, everything was peachy, amen, we had never looked to him. Hello? If your life was perfect, and your finances was perfect, your life was perfect, your health was perfect, your family was perfect, your church was perfect, your job was perfect. Hey, listen, are you hearing me tonight? Amen. We would never have a desire to get closer to God. We wouldn't feel that we needed to. Amen. But He allows us to go through these things. He allows us to go through these afflictions, these trials. Praise God. Does that mean God loses control? No. Even though we go through these things, God is still in control. That's what He's telling Daniel. Daniel is conveying to us, even though, praise God, they're looking for the end time, they're looking to see what the finale of this thing is. He says, hey, listen, folks, praise God, God is still in control. Amen. Hey, I don't know about you, I think I'll just go with God. I think I'll just stay with the one that's controlling this thing. Bible says that through Jesus Christ, all things consist. That word consist means to be held together. It said that the Lord Jesus is holding it all together. Hey, if you ever start feeling like you're falling apart, hello? I was getting ready for bed last night. Today. It was this afternoon. I was getting ready to come to church. I wasn't getting ready for bed. I was getting ready for church. And I happened to take the jeans I had on, and I turned them upside down, and I had change in my pocket and went all over a laminate floor. And I hollered in there, Teresa. I said, I'm okay. I'm okay. Just parts falling off. I'll be okay. Amen. Sometimes I feel like I'm falling apart. I know none of you ever feel like that. I mean, you're just all firm and solid, but sometimes you feel like you're falling apart, maybe physically, maybe emotionally. Amen. Say the strain of life, the stress of the things we go through. But praise God, even when we're going through things like that, God is still in control. Amen. He's in control of all of those situations. And He'll bring us safe out on the other side. So while we're waiting, Daniel said, while we're waiting on the Lord, what do we do? What is our responsibility while we're waiting? Amen. What is it? It's to seek the Lord. Amen. To seek the Lord and to seek to win others to Christ. Look at verse number 3. He said, they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. How's your light shining? Hello? Bible says, let your light shine. Amen? How's your light? He said, hey, he didn't say put it under a bushel. He said, put it up on a lamppost so everybody can see it. Now, he's not talking about being prideful and boastful. He's just saying about being proud that you're a child of God, amen, not ashamed of it. He said, if we're ashamed of Him, He'll be ashamed of us before the Father. Now, I don't know about you, I don't want Him to be ashamed of me before the Father. I want Him to be able to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. But He said what we're supposed to be doing is seeking those to shine as the brightness of the firmament, that they that turn many to righteousness shall be righteousness as the stars forever and ever. He said we ought to be seeking to see folks drawn unto the Savior. How are they going to be drawn to the Savior? They're going to be drawn through us. See, that's what Christ chose to use when He went to heaven. He chose Him some disciples and He said, go into highways and hedges and compel them to come in that My house might be full. Amen. Our churches ain't full. As a matter of fact, our churches are dwindling. Amen. But I wonder why that is. Could it be that our light's not shining and we're not excited about getting to go to the house of God? Getting to participate in the things of the Lord? Amen. What a marvelous opportunity we have to be able to come together and worship Him in spirit and truth at a place that He give us. How for this world that we live in don't have that opportunity? I mean, they're meeting tonight or today in little old bitty shacks by the side of the road or in little old bare spots in the jungle, different places, without even the Word of God. And we have the Word of God. Amen. We ought to be excited about it. We ought to be seeking others, drawing, encouraging others to get in while we can. Amen? Praise the Lord. He sees, He's opening and revealing us to us. Praise God. He told Daniel, he said, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." So he tells Daniel, he said, "Listen, troublesome times coming. And hey, listen, there's big trouble coming." Amen. We've seen depressions. America has been through different hardships. We've been through trials. We've been through gas shortages. We've been through all those things. But there's time of trouble coming like this world has never known. Amen. Let me show you something right quick. Go back to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter number 30, verse number 4. Well, verse number 3 says, "For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, I will cause them to return to the land I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it." That happened in 1948, by the way. Amen? And they're still a-coming. These Jews, when we was over there in 2016, they was Jews coming back to Israel by the groves, and they asked them why they're coming back, and they said, "We have no idea. We just have a desire to be back in the homeland." Some of them had never lived there, weren't born there, but they're Jews, and they're being called back to their homeland. Verse number 4 says, "These are the words that the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not peace." Man, so this is the start of the voice of judgment. You know, he's a judgment for sin. I was talking to somebody today, and they was talking about, you know, somebody done somebody wrong. They said, "Well, I guess they got by with it." Amen. I said, "No, they didn't." And they said, "What do you mean?" I said, they didn't." He said, "They didn't call them on it." I said, "They will not stand guiltless." Amen. If you do somebody wrong in this world, you will answer for it somewhere. There's going to be a judgment when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ if you're supposedly born again. And there's going to be a great white throne judgment if you've never been born again. You will stand accountable for every deed that you do. I remember as a little kid, my granddaddy had made a deal with this fella, and when I went with him, and when it was all said and done, the fella kind of cheated my granddaddy. Amen. He didn't do what he said and agreed to do. And when my granddaddy took what he did to him and gave to him, he didn't give granddad what he promised he would give him. And we got back in the truck and we was going back toward the house, and I was fighting mad even as a little 6 or 7 year old. I was hot. Cause I realized that this fella done took advantage of my little papaw. And that was, I wanted to whoop him, I'll be honest. And I finally, we was almost home, and I said, "Papaw," I said, what's up with that?" I said, "He done you wrong." I said, "He didn't give you what he said he would." He said, "I know it." He said, "But that's on him, not on me." He said, "I don't understand." He said, "I made an agreement with him." Said, "He gave me what he thought was right." He said, "That's on him, not on me." I said, "Glory to God. He's a whole lot more godly than I ever thought about being." Amen? Because, you know, but what he won't get by with, there's going to be a day of reckoning. Amen? And he said, "Ask ye now," verse number 6, "and see whether a man doth travail with child. Whether do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness?" And he's speaking about this tribulation, this trouble that's coming. Amen. And he says, "Alas," he said, "for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." He's going through it, but he's going to be saved out of it. Amen. He said, "For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke," talking about Antichrist, "from off his neck, and will burst his bonds of and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him, but they shall serve the Lord their God, and King and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid." For I am with thee, saith the Lord. This is where it's big right here. To save thee, though I make a full end of all nations, whether I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. But see, God says, I'm gonna correct you. But you know what? If God doesn't correct us, then he said we're bastards and not sons, and he doesn't love us. But God loves us enough to where he's gonna correct us, amen, and he's gonna get us to a place where we can worship in righteousness and truth. Praise his name. So our responsibility is to seek others. Amen. And seek a Savior and draw them to that Savior. And then there's something else he says here in Daniel. He said that those things that we don't understand, those hidden things of God, we ought to leave hidden. Amen. Look at verse number 8. He said, I heard, but I understand not. How much of the Bible have you read or you heard, but you don't understand it? A whole lot, right? Amen. There's a whole lot of it that we've read, that we've heard, but we really don't understand it. Now, there's a whole lot of it that God makes pretty plain. The plan of salvation is plain, it's simple. It's down there on the elementary level where the little kids can get it. Amen. Just believe on Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection, and you can be saved. Praise God. They say, heard, he said, I don't understand. Then said I, O Lord God, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Now, he's already asked this question once, if you remember. Over in verse number 6, he said, and one said unto the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river. Now, this is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. How long shall it be the end of these wonders? Amen. How long is it going to be? When's going to be the end of time? Amen. Every person is still looking for the end. Amen. Praise God. I don't know why we just don't enjoy where we're at. Amen. God never intended us for to look toward the end. He said just enjoy and worship and fellowship one with another with Him. Amen. Praise God. While we have the here and now, and don't worry about the end. Amen. God will take care of the end. And He'll take care. Have you ever noticed how God, have you ever watched people go out of this world, out of this life? You know, you get to where you're not really hungry no more, and you get to where you're not really occupied with things. And I mean, you can just sit down in your chair and go to sleep and just sleep. I'm almost at that point now. Don't lie, most of y'all do. Amen. But God just eases us out of here, praise God. And one day you just go close your eyes, take your little nap, and you wake up on the other side. Praise God. That's the way God's done. He said, we ain't supposed to worry about the things. We're not supposed to worry about the end. He said, we are just focused, concentrate on where we are now. Amen. Trying to be righteous, trying to live a life unto Him. And He said, don't worry about those hidden things, those things, praise God, that's hid from us. Look what the angel said to him. He said, verse number 9. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Amen. He said, it's all sealed up. He said, you don't need to worry about it. Don't fret over it. He said, sealed up. He said, just don't worry about it. Praise God. Leave those things that's hidden, those things that you don't understand to the Lord. Amen. In other words, he said, you're no expert in prophecy, Daniel. And Daniel never claimed to be a great prophet. If you remember, he was over digging, looking for the answers. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Only when prophecy becomes history do we really understand it. Right? Amen. When we really understand prophecy is when it becomes history. Oh yeah, so that was prophecy. Yeah, I could have told them that. Yeah, right. Yeah, after it's happened. There's a lot of people prophesy things after they've happened. Amen. But he said, hey, don't worry about those things. Amen. That we can't. He said that our responsibility is not to worry about the things that we can't change, the things don't. But take what we do know and just love the Lord and draw others with that. Amen. And he said, while we're doing that, he said, grow in holiness. Our holiness. Verse number 10, he says, many shall be purified and made white and tried. Amen. He said, we're supposed to be growing every day in holiness. Didn't the Lord say, be ye holy, for I'm holy? Amen? So we're supposed to be, Brother Bobby, every day trying to be more like our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He was holy, perfect. He was undefiled. Praise God. He didn't let temptation take him. He kept his eyes on the prize. He kept his eyes on the Father of glory to God. He was telling us, he said, follow me. Praise God. Paul would say, follow me as I follow Christ. That's what we all need to be doing is follow. God said to be holy. He said, many shall be purified and made white and tried. Amen. Living in holiness. He said, the wicked shall do wickedly. Amen. Revelation chapter 22 said, the wicked shall be, when it's all said and done, the wicked shall be wicked still. If they don't get right, if people don't get right with God, get their heart right with the Lord Jesus Christ, they'll be just as wicked when they leave out of here as they are while they're here. Amen? You can't change them. The only way to change them is through Jesus Christ as their Savior. Amen? It has to take place, or they'll be just as wicked as they've always been. He said, and none of the wicked shall understand. The understanding's not there. I know bukus of people say, well, preacher, I just don't understand. I said, well, what to understand is that the Lord Jesus Christ loves you and He died for you. Amen. You got to understand that, and then the rest of it will make sense. He said, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm not the sharpest tack in the box. And I didn't have to tell you that. You already knew it. But I've got enough sense about me to know that the Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, that He died for me on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago, and He rose victorious over death and the grave, and glory, hallelujah, so marvelously sent the Holy Spirit to arrest my soul, the high sheriff of heaven, come to where I was on Wednesday night, 1976, and saved me by His marvelous grace. Wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, praise God. And it's still there. Now I'm living, praise God, trying to live a holy life unto Him, separated unto Christ. Praise God. Amen. So what it does, it allows us to seek sinners. It allows us to not worry about the hidden things. It allows us to grow in His holiness. And it allows us to wait on the Lord and rest in Him. Amen. Rest. Didn't the Lord, how many times did the Lord speak about rest that He offered? He said, come in me here heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your soul. Amen. We ought to be seeking rest for our soul. That's bringing us out of the rest of the darkness of this world. Amen. Rest, that's departing from where we are and entering into something that's far better. Praise God. Amen. It's entering in that, Luke says, that paradise of rest. Amen? Where He entered into Abraham's bosom. Of course, when Christ died, He vacated that department of the righteous dead, took Him on to where He was, and now that's in a different location. Praise God. Ain't you glad God has it all planned? He has a place for everybody in all times. Praise God. It's convenient for Him. Amen? Praise the Lord. And He said that we could stand in the resurrection of life. And that newness of life in Christ Jesus. Then in resurrection glory of the Lord. Praise His name. He could what He says. He said, we wait on Him in rest. Verses 12. He said, blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 days. He said, but go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest. Amen. He said, hey, listen, just keep on the path, keep pressing on, don't give up, don't give in, stay the fight. Praise God. He said, just serve faithfully all the way to the end. I told you, somebody asked me a while back, said, well, Pastor, you're 62 now, when are you going to retire? I said, well, I'm just pastoring the church now. Amen. And he said, well, when are you going to retire from that? I said, God didn't give me no retirement date. He said that we're supposed to serve Him to the end. Amen? Serve Him till there's no time left to serve. So we just stay in the good fight of faith. Keep a herald in the good gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Keep lifting Him up. Keep encouraging people. Praise God. Keep inviting them to come in till His house is full. Praise the Lord. Still waiting on the Lord. Still serving in faith. Faithful all the way to the end. He said, but go thou thy way till the end. Amen? He said, Daniel, the way you're going, praise God, the way you're serving the Lord, he said, just keep serving the Lord. He said, don't worry about it, praise God. He said, don't worry about the things that you don't know. He said, just keep doing what you do know and do it to the best of your ability. Amen. Praise God. Looking for that blessed hope from heaven. He said, but go thy way till the end, for thou shalt rest. Amen. He said, you're going to find that rest. Amen. That's that departure. When we leave out of here to go be with Christ. Paul talks about in Philippians chapter 1, verse 23. He said, that rest that we have with Him in Christ, when we get there. Amen. Then we'll be at total rest. You say, well, preacher, I've heard that we're going to be working and, you know, do with Him and we're going to have these jobs. Hey, praise God, we're going to be at rest with Christ one day. In a little while, we're going to be, those that are born again, we're going to be in rest. We're going to be resting with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven forever, or wherever He's at forever. Amen. We're going to be with Him. That's the promise that we have. No matter where He's at, we're going to be with Him. The Bible says never to be separated or parted again. Amen. Well, I don't know about you. That's exciting. Hey, listen, I don't know about you, but I believe Jesus gets into some really good stuff. I mean, you know, He hangs out with the Father. Amen. And there's a whole lot of cherubims and they're singing, flying around, and they're hallelujahs and glory and all those things in heaven. Amen. And He said, we're going to get to be partakers in that one day. So that Daniel's saying here as he closes out, he said, hey, I don't know when the time, I don't know when the final chapter will be done. But he said, just stay with the stuff, praise God. Amen. Till we get all the way to the end of this thing. Amen. And all the way at the end, he said, even at the end, said there's going to be some time there, a little space of time, like 75 days that it's kind of in limbo. People don't understand what's going to take place. Amen. I think it's going to be a time when they end up the tribulation and they get an administration in there to start straightening things up. And it's going to be an administration from glory, praise God. An administration like we ain't ever seen. Amen. With power and authority, with might. With absolute power, authority, and might. And the one in charge is going to be the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Amen. He's going to rule with a rod of iron, praise God. He's not coming as a sheep, a lamb to be slain. He's coming as a conquering victor. Praise His holy name. Amen. The time of the ministration work kick in. And in the time of, praise God, the kingdom that God Almighty has promised from the foundation of the world. Amen. When Jesus Christ comes, we're waiting on the Lord. Amen. That's the only thing we got left, is just wait on Him. Praise God. Expecting Him till He comes. Say, when's He going to come? Praise God. I don't know. He said, I read your hearing Sunday night. He said, that's in the Father's hands. Not that He don't know, but He's not revealing. Amen. Praise God. He has a voluntary quietness there about what things are going to happen, because we know He knows all things. But He said, that's in the Father's hands. And when the Father says it's played out, and the last I's dotted and the last T is crossed, praise God, He's going to step out with a shout and a trump, and the end is going to be here. But for a child of God, a born-again believer, those that's waiting on the Lord, amen, that's just really the beginning. Amen. So we don't need to fret over it and worry over it. We just so even, see like John on the Isle of Patmos say, even so, Lord, come quickly. Amen. Come ahead and come. We're ready. Praise God. I hope you're ready. I hope we're all ready. Expecting Him at any minute. We've got that great high hope, that faith with expectation that the one that promised we'd come, He's come, and the Bible says, and He will not tarry. Amen. When He comes. What does that mean? That means He's coming. Praise God. We just need to be ready. Amen. Waiting on the Lord, expecting Him, praise God. With a responsibility to be doing those things, praise God. He told Daniel, just keep doing what you're doing. He said, and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. He said, just keep doing what you're doing. He said, just keep standing. Keep taking a stand, praise God, for God's glory. Daniel and the three Hebrew children, the other three, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they come from a far land, they come to a different place, a different time. But they stood strong with the Lord. They wouldn't bow and they wouldn't bend. And God blessed them and helped them, and God's blessings come upon them. Well, there's so many messages in that. Just those three Hebrew children in the fire. Praise God. They thought it was for punishment. They thought that's the type of Israel going through the tribulation. But praise God, in that tribulation, in the fire, Jesus Christ just shows up there with them. Amen. Praise God. He's there. He said, when they come out, they had their coats and their hats, their hosens, their scarves, and all that, and they didn't even smell like smoke. Amen. God delivers again. So ain't that what Daniel said? God would deliver. And he said, it's just our responsibility to be trying to win old sinners to seek the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Leave the things that we don't understand to God. Amen. Put them in His hands and praise God, live and grow in holiness, seeking His face, waiting on the Lord in His rest. Amen. Which will convey over one day into eternal rest. And we'll have rest with Him forever. Amen.